This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. How newly drawn congressional districts alter the flow of political advertising money. I'm David Brancaccio, coming to you this week from Houston, where we're putting a Texas focus on some of our coverage. But first, there's news: mortgage rates are the highest in 21 years, 7.16% for a 30-year loan, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association today. Just did a sobering calculation. With 20% down, the mortgage on the median house in America, the typical one, $428,000, would have cost 1 year ago about $1,500 a month. These days, same loan costs $845 more, around $2,300 a month to service that mortgage. Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Good morning.
Good morning.
Many people interested in selling or buying a house are looking at mortgage rates. We haven't seen these this high since the turn of the millennium.
That's right. And remember that housing and that exchange of houses as people go to buy and sell is a big motivator for the economy. And that's one of the things that multiplies economic activity. And so it's detrimental to the economy when we see the housing activity decline. That's probably the reaction when you see mortgage rates over 7%. That's the highest they've been since 2001. And that's the 10th week in a row that we've seen the 30-year mortgage increase. So it definitely shows you that banks are paying attention as the Fed increase interest rates. And we're seeing that reflected in the interest rates that are being charged for anyone looking to buy a house right now.
We should remind ourselves the point of all that is raising interest rates so that things like this happen is to get rid of inflation.
That's right. And it is meant to slow the economy. The investors' concern is that the slowing will happen too aggressively or be too much. And ultimately, what we want to do is see a nice, steady, stable economy going forward. We're hearing about it from management teams who are running these big businesses, and they're talking about how it's impacting them. Obviously, it's not all positive, but we'll hear more of that because we're only a quarter of the way through earnings.
Susan Schmidt, now at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
South Texas has become a new political battleground. It's probably too early to call the region for the GOP, but the party's been making strong gains among Latinx voters there, some of whom told us they have felt taken for granted by Democratic candidates. Marketplace's Andy Euler now on how this is playing out with spending on ads with less than 2 weeks to go before Election Day.
Both political parties are spending unprecedented amounts of money on political ads in South Texas. After recent national elections showed more Republican support than ever in the Rio Grande Valley, its voters are now hearing ads like this.
No borders, no enforcement, just anarchy. Dangerous ideas.
The border is certainly a big election issue here, but it's not the only thing voters consider when picking sides.
Joe Biden wants to kill the oil and gas industry.
Ads like this are prevalent now, too, in a region where oil and gas is a big employer, says Mark Caswan at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley.
People hear transitioning away from oil and gas, and what they hear is that they're coming for our jobs. And so that actually has a very significant impact.
The Republican onslaught has Democratic candidates in the area asking state and federal party officials to send more money and personnel to the region. Carmen Perez is communications chair of the Webb County Democratic Party. She has definitely noticed the Republican Party ramping up its presence there.
I did see a lot of resources being funneled into the area in general. There was a lot of print being distributed, and they did have people going door to door. And so it's a challenge, and it's something that I hope no one takes for granted ever again in South Texas.
According to campaign finance reports, Republicans outraised Democrats this summer in 3 of the 5 congressional districts in South Texas. But the Democrats have purchased some attack ads of their own, like this one airing in McAllen.
He supported overturning Roe v. Wade and would ban abortion even
if... There is just an amazing amount of money being spent.
John Taylor is chair of the Department of Political Science and Geography at the University of Texas, San Antonio.
You can't pass any TV station in which there's not a commercial.
Taylor says both parties seem to be recognizing that South Texas voters are not a monolith. They're certainly not just going to vote for Democrats because that's what their families have always done.
Texas politics is going to be Latino. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. The question is, what is the shape and the ideology going forward? That's a whole different discussion, and one that I think needs to be really addressed.
He says political consultants and strategists who study what issues and platforms sway voters in the area are going to make plenty of money going forward. In Edinburgh, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
If you buy something labeled as pepper, you don't expect salt to shake out. The Securities and Exchange Commission is facing blowback from the investment industry as it works to align the names of investment funds and reality. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
The SEC says it's time to modernize its names rule, which is about 20 years old. The agency wants to prevent misleading names by requiring funds' investments to match their labels, cracking down on misleading marketing claims, especially from funds with ESG in their names, implying environmental, social, and governance investing. The SEC wants to start requiring that at least 80% of a fund's investments match its name. That would include growth or value funds. The consumer group Better Markets supports the rule change, saying some funds now include ESG buzzwords in their names to attract investors. But the Investment Company Institute, an investment fund lobbying group, says the rule would hurt shareholders because it would give funds that drift below the 80% rule just 30 days to rebalance their investments and get back into compliance. The Institute says that could cause funds to sell investments at, quote, fire sale prices. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
In America, airlines don't own airports, nor do foreigners. Should foreign cargo shipping companies own seaports? That's the controversy in Germany today, where the shipping giant Costco of China will buy nearly a quarter of the port of Hamburg, Germany's biggest. The German government gave the green light this morning, despite strong opposition from some politicians there. Here's my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig.
German Economy Minister Robert Habeck is among a slate of lawmakers who have argued their country should avoid Chinese investments in critical parts of German infrastructure. A note from the nation's foreign ministry, seen by Reuters, also warned that greenlighting the Costco investment disproportionately increases Germany's dependence on China and endangers success of European transport projects. Though China is one of Germany's biggest trading partners, there are growing concerns across Europe about significant reliance on one trading partner, given the economic fallout the region is facing in the wake of Russia's war in Ukraine. Dr. Christian Ruscha from the German Economic Institute in Cologne explains, though, there are limits to how far Germany is willing to go in allowing such investments.
Every stake of a Chinese firm of more than 10% must be allowed by the Ministry of Commerce. Since 2017, there was this large interest in what China is doing here and what China can be doing here, and therefore we have large regulations.
For its part, Hamburg Port welcomed Costco's investment, saying the deal increases competitiveness and allows for a positive impact on foreign trade. I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
From Texas This Week, courtesy of Houston Public Media, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.